Alright, what it do? I'm eating a slapping that croissant right now. I'm on my laptop high key. Yeah, you know, I'm really doing my thing, not even a lot. So, let's get into 2020, right? This is probably possibly the worst year I've ever lived in my life. As you may know, Kobe died. One of the things that we didn't expect, that was really, really a crazy start. Top of that, we had the virus going on. You know, everybody has to wear masks. All of that. It's crazy. So, you know, I'm trying to think about, like, how should I feel, but I have no idea how to feel about everything that's been going on. It all started with Kobe. Now I got a virus. Next thing you know, a month later, let's see. Pop Smoke died. George Floyd. And Pop Smoke was a different thing, but George Floyd gets his neck nailed on by a police officer. Police officer has a chance to bail. One of them is out here living their best life. Breonna Taylor's killers are living their best life. Oh, there's so much going on in this world. It's crazy. Like, I'm not trying to say, like, they should be locked up, but they need to be well-deserved, punished for what they did. Especially since, you know, you definitely killed a guy. I think that should be paid as much as it can be paid. Sorry, I'm drinking the juice. So, let's be really start off, right? So, I'm going to start off with, currently this month, we have Trump, you know, in the White House hoarding GUI instead of helping the economy. And he's talking about some, well, we all know that he was asked, a specific question, why African Americans are dying, so and so, da da. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And he goes, so are white people. Basically, that's a kick in the face of the black community, saying so. Basically, just to sow to the black community in general. And, you know, it's really been a tough year, you know, for everybody. Like, there's some things you should know about me, you know. Before I continue, I'm 18, just graduated high school. Online classes were pretty hard. Hate Corona, the fact that it, you know, caused all that. But you know, I graduated, so I made it. Waiting for my diploma. Planning to do a lot of things in my life, and college is definitely one of them. You know, I really want to continue doing this podcasting stuff. You know, it's my first episode, and like, you know, get into the flow of things, get into the swing of things. I'm 18. My favorite color is blue. I watch anime. It's a lot of things you got to know about me. You know, it's just, there's like crazy stuff going on, and like this year has been mind-boggling. I've really deeply been affected by Kobe's death because, you know, he was an idol, a basketball idol. He's an icon. He was more, sorry for the burp, but he was more than just basketball. He was like, his personality, amazing, the way he loved to communicate to other people. And you know all that before that stuff, they started accusing him as a rapist or whatever, but he was a great person. Yeah, he was an amazing person. Man, that year, this year, it's really going crazy. Let's see. We can say, well, I can personally say I'm probably never gonna touch a helicopter, honestly. That's just me right now. Personally, I feel like people are dying too young this year. It's insane. We got Lil Marlo. I was like, what? It's Lil Baby's closest mans, bro. Because, you know, it's like one of those types of relationships. You eat, I eat. Lil Baby is one of those types of guys, you know. And those types of guys, you just got to ride for. It's like that. So, yeah, everybody knows how that's like. It's insane. But, you know, yeah, like I was saying. But, you know, he was a self-centered, focused person. He always had something to do. He always made himself, like, he always gave. He always had made himself have something to do. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, he played in an entire 20 seasons before, like, crazy. This guy literally used to get bored in high school and make up tricks for a living. Like, this guy was really the guy, you know? I mean, I'm not trying to say Michael Jordan isn't the guy, but you know me, I'm a big Kobe fan. And that death really affected me. After that, I was really, like, a year in. Like last year when the Welcome to the Party started coming out, when it came out and blew up, that's when I started listening to Pop Smoke, because I didn't really know Pop Smoke like that. And it was really a bump, and I was just like, because he was going crazy on that. Where Did I Dance, she liked the Where Did I Move, that song too, like everything he put out was going crazy and everybody was just messing with it. And he dies because people are selfish, ignorant, and, you know, jealous of to see another guy winning. And it's crazy because you look at all these videos that come out after they die, and you see how much of a wonderful person they really are. Pop once said he wanted to, you know, stay away from guns. He also has a video of him telling his guys to eat, don't be like that. This guy was really a nice guy. He was really trying his hardest to be a good person. And I feel like people who actually try their best doesn't deserve to get their life taken away. It's crazy. There's been gifts landed on this planet, and we've been losing a lot of them. And we haven't been taking into so many blessings as human beings, and I feel like we should. It's crazy. Oh, this just then, you know how Sky got called out for doxing. Well, we're not gonna get into that probably for, like, you know, another couple of episodes. I'm chilling, man. I know this man LeBron was hurt, bro. You can't get over stuff like that. It hits different when a celebrity you know is pretty big at where you're near. And I was near this guy, was literally at whatchamacallit, LA. Dang, man. You know, you, like, it's crazy. The craziest things happen. This year has been a real upset. Like, nobody really expected anything this crazy. Like, we was all just chilling, vibing, and I'm just like, wow. So my dude really had to get the works like that. I didn't mean to say it like that, but, like, it's upsetting. It's sad. This world is full of people who hate. There'll always be judgmental, and I don't feel like that racism will ever end. There will always be racism in the world. That's how I view things, you know. If you really want to make a change, we got to knock it into the sense of the heads of those who literally think that, like, believe white supremacy on all that, you know. Not that I, you know, believe that that's a thing, but listen. I'm not going to get into that because, you know, this year has been full of a lot of cancellations. We have Nick Cannon, You know, if you're canceling all these celebs, who are you going to have, you know, to help our platform boost up and get the message that Black Lives Matter if most of Black celebs are being canceled or those who support the cause are being canceled? That's another thing I would like to get into, you know, for future episodes. You know, this is just me just ranting, you know, because you know how you see how anything randomly is just coming up. So I'm talking about like many things at once. So it's like, yeah, this guy is pretty much just leaving his mind open right now. If you ever need a guy, you know, you can follow my Instagram at Juloading, JULOADING. And, you know, I have a Discord. You could DM me and I could send you the link to my Discord. And we could chat there. I also stream video games, you know. I play COD from time to time. So you can go and join my stream on YouTube and watch that. You know, I have a lot of fun doing that, you know. So, yeah. No. It's been a great time. Trying to live it up through this year. The one thing I would like to get into is, like, you know, if you were, like, in my high, like, if for anyone in high school, right, who went through it this year and you're a senior, tell me not. The teachers were wilding with the work. They were bugging out. They were giving us mad work. Like, doesn't that prove a point that teachers are cowards? Let me stop. But I'm only saying that because, like, they started giving us mad work. And then, you know, when we were in school physically before all this virus stuff, there was school was going mad smoothly. They rarely give us work like this. And now when school is on, they started wilding on us with mad work. And I'm just like, dude, come on, bro. Like, we really trying to get out of here. You're trying to make us fail? Like, is that what it is? Because most of us don't even like doing work. You know, me, on the other end, I was pure focused. I'm just waiting on my diploma. And that's pretty much the worst part about waiting, you know? But nobody likes to wait. That's pretty boring, you know? That's pretty boring. But, I like to see a lot of good things that happen. I would like to see a lot of good things happen. You know, this year has been truly destructive and probably like the worst year a person could like ever live. I don't want to grow up and tell my children that I lived through this. But you have to, you know? You gotta let them know that, you know, whenever they're uncomforting and they're, uncomfortable and they're going through, like, a tough time, you can always tell them, communicate to them about, like, the worst times. And, you know, 2020 has been a complete twister, and it's insane. I wasn't expecting such craziness, like, once. Like, I'm chilling, relaxing, and, you know, making this podcast. You know, I'm just like, you know, might as well, dang, man. So, you already know, grind never stop. You know, you can shoot me a text. I am not putting my phone number in the podcast. I am not crazy. That would be insane. I will soon. But, yeah. Hope you guys, like, really enjoy knowing me, you know, get to know me. You know, it's cool. I'm just enjoying my time here. So, I'm trying to understand why this man was really flexing Goya products while the world's going through a crazy pandemic. Like, do you not notice the virus and everything that's going on? It's like, yo, what's wrong with this man, bro? This man's bugging. I mean, yeah, he helped out the economy, but you also did some wrong things, you know? You lowered the employment rate for Blacks and Latinos. That's cool and whatever. I mean, And then, you know, I scroll through Instagram and, like, I always look at the comments and stuff. And then, you know, I see best president, Trump 2020, all that. I could disagree. I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to say Obama was the best president. I'm not trying to say that. I mean, y'all know I ain't trying to say that, man. What I'm trying to say is everybody has their own imperfections. And we're not going to lie. Trump is literally, he literally got it in the head. This man is insane. This man is going through something and needs to be addressed. Nobody's speaking on it. It needs to be spoke on. I mean, yeah. But gotta be careful, you know? Gotta be careful. These things are crazy. Things that have been going on this year, insane. Y'all, like, let's see. It could be like a whole good couple of seconds, you know. A couple crazy things could happen. You never know what's going to happen the next day. You don't know what's going to happen today. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't know what's going to happen a couple weeks later. We don't know. It's like this year is just telling us to expect the worst. That's what it looks like. But unless you're a really optimistic person, you like looking at the bright side, you like to see the good side of things, let's just keep doing that, because this year ain't gonna let us have it, bro. I feel like this year is really meant to be what sets us apart, what sets people together. Like, you know, this year has been breaking a lot of stuff, a lot of relationships, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of things have been happening, a lot of eye openers, a lot of eye closers, a lot of, you know, 2020 was the year of vision, and it's been doing that. It's been giving us a vision of everything, and, you know, we just got to cope with all that's happened. And, you know, I know that most of the stuff that we have gone through is hard to cope with. I mean, I feel like another thing I feel like that should be addressed is all the women who killed their rapists deserve to be free. Because, you know, nobody deserves to be jailed for killing somebody who tried to force them into having sexual interaction. No. Sexual intercourse, I mean. But no, that's wrong. That has to be, like, there has to be some sort of consent, some sort of signal to that you can, or a yes. But you can't just force it on. That's just insane. That's too much. Like, you need to relax. Like, that's a little too much. So, yeah. I mean, yeah, I can understand. Even if you're married, bro, and your wife says no, no means no. And if she kills you, well, you tried to rape her, so, like, you know, gotta let him go, man. Gotta let him go. So, you know, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. This has been a really tough year. Been trying to get over all the stuff that's been happening. And this year has been by far, you know, the toughest year to live through, you know. We actually tried our best to, like, survive through it. It's not it. It's really not it. It's really bad. It's been the worst year probably ever lived in your life. But, you know, I was once told, the way I see it, if you want the rainbow, you got to put up with the rain. And what that means to me is that, you know, this year has been straight rain. And you got to find some way to find our wind rainbow, be optimistic, you know. We're all not winners. We're also all not losers. Just gotta find a way to put up with this year, because this year is full of so much destruction, despair. It's people are being broken. we're getting into depth. Like, I feel bad. And then we have people who address that, you know, Will Smith is this, that, Jade is this, that. Listen, they're both wrong for getting married, first of all, and then, you know, putting up with an open relationship, open marriage, you know. That should not be a thing. Marriages should not be open. I don't like, if you, like, committed, bro, then, you know, you gotta be committed. And first of all, damn well straight, that man August was not sick, bro. No way. That is cap. Nobody's gonna believe that. Okay. Dan. Okay. Yeah. They both did wrong things, but it's wrong to have an open marriage. Like, that should be the first thing addressable. And I don't even think it should have been out in the media. It should have been left alone. That should have been out of the picture. Like, Nadi, I don't think we should have known all that. They could have talked to it, like, on their own instead of putting it on the red table like that. We don't do shit like that. Like, if I was married, no. We're not doing that. We talking face-to-face. We doing us. It's me and you, girl. None of that. Me and you. Real shit. Real talk. So, I'm about to pull up with your BS, girl. I ain't with it. I ain't about to pull up with your BS, boy. I ain't with it if I was a girl. But no homo. Pause. But it's crazy, man. I didn't expect all that. Like, they could have just kept it to themselves, bro. Like, nobody needed to know that. Like, keep it over there. Like, why would you put it out there? Now you made it everyone's business. Now the public has a say in it. Now that means everybody can have the ability to judge. Now you're going to feel judged because you made yourself a judgeable person, you know? And you know society is judgmental, so they're always going to make up statements or have comments or, you know, chat up a storm. And why would you want that? Relax. Chill. Vibe. Talk to your girl. You don't got to do all that, you know? You don't got to let the whole world know that she did you dirty, bro. You know? So it's like, you know? It's like, swoosh, man. Swoosh. So let me continue, right? Alright. So, I mean, yeah. I wouldn't, like, leave an open marriage, you know? I don't think, yeah. Let me actually think about this for a sec. Now, I would have actually gotten divorced, you know? Knowing that we've been, like, open marriage and we both cheated on each other. Somebody's gonna have to file a divorce, bro. And you can leave your, like, I don't, like, y'all went to go see other people. I don't feel that. That's some crazy stuff. It's a crazy topic for this month to get into. Let's see. Okay. So before, you know, I get into this, I'm going to say I do not believe in the myth of black supremacy. Ow, I just freaking hit my earring. I don't really feed into black supremacy. I don't think that's a thing. Well, a lot of things that people believe in, and black supremacy for me is not one of them. Here's why. I feel like we have our own culture as black, as a black person. We do. I have our own cultures, you know. I mean, I'm Haitian. Haitians are some sort of black culture, Afro, but you know, I have some Latin in me. But let me relax. Let's see. We really cannot. I do not believe in that black supremacy stuff. That shit crazy. Like, that's the main myth. Like, leave it at that. That's the main myth right there. So, continuing on. Yeah, that's not a thing for me. I don't believe in that. I don't think black people hold no weight. No offense. I don't think we hold enough weight in this world to, like, be recognized. The only place where we'll be recognized is quote unquote what they say, you know, go back to Africa and all that. Nah. Because some of us really don't even know where we're from because we were snatched away from where we're really from and put on ships to here. And, you know, another thing is this is stolen land, so I don't know why all y'all acting like that with these TikToks talking about some, if you don't want to be here, you can leave. First of all, this is stolen land. I can smell outside the wind, open the window, smell outside. It's straight stolen. That's what it smells like, straight stolen land. That's what it smells like. Continuing. So I do not believe in that black supremacy stuff. And to continue on, yeah, I think Nick Cannon was wrong. Actually, you know what? Who's Nick Cannon was wrong at the part where I think Nick Cannon was wrong when he decided to say that whites are savages. Because you just put an image on yourself that you're racist. And I don't want to say that. That was kind of like what he said was kind of, you know, the word that they started adjusting. I know what it means, but like I don't really know how to pronounce it. But anti whatever. But yeah, it's like, yeah, he really, I was really a drag. Like, you didn't have to say that. But I mean, there's nothing wrong with being truthful, right? I mean, to an extent, he's not wrong. And to an extent, you have to be careful of what you say because you hold a reputation as a celeb. And I don't blame him for that. So I can agree on him apologizing. But I do not agree with him, his show being taken away from him. Like, he brought the idea to the table. Give him his show back. Do not replace with a white person. I'm not trying to say that, but I'm saying that, you know, it's in black culture to like make jokes, roast, all these crazy nursery rhymes and rap stuff. You know, black people were pretty much the trend with it, and that's why, you know, it's a great show. Nick Cannon brought the sauce to it. He brought all the little mashups, all that crazy stuff, you know. It made it amazing. It was a good show. And I feel as if with this sudden change within the show, I feel like you're not only going to lose money, but you're going to lose the views that you had before. And I also feel like the staff isn't going to work unless they do, which I don't blame them because, you know, money is money. So, you know, this man had the whole world hanging behind his back on that statement because, you know, some of us went wrong. But the fact that he apologized hurt many people and felt like a whole letdown. Now he feels like the whole world is, like, you know, backlashing at him and etc. No, the whole world isn't. Some people are, though. Mostly those who were really think you're wrong about your statement. Which, me personally, I do not think you're wrong about your statement. You had your point. You made your point. You showed your view. I do not blame you for that. I will not bash you for that. Because who am I to bash you? Everyone has said something crazy at least once. Something wrong. Something wrong that they know they couldn't say out in the open. But you had the guts and the glory. Well, the guts to say that on radio. And not knowing that it was going to cost you your job is crazy. What I feel like Nick should do is like find a way to get his own network. I did hear about Diddy giving him a shot, but I don't think that would really work. Well, I don't think that's gonna really work because that network ain't even that good. In my opinion, it's not that good to be. I feel like Cannon should find, you know, a place where may create his own network, you know? From there, you can be build up, you know, just stack. That's pretty much it for me. That's what I would have done, you know? Start my own network, work hard in it. Get some people to help you out, you know, call up your mans, get them to help you out. That's pretty dope, you know. It's pretty dope to know that you got some people that can help you behind your back, you know. You eat every, I'm me, I'm a type of person, like, I remind myself of pop every day, always sharing. Like, yo, you can have some, you can have some, you know, eat with me, you eat, I eat, it's like that. And I feel like Nick, even though he has totally the ability to do that, I feel like he should create his own network, create his own, you know, that'll make him have a bigger platform, platform than he already has. So, you know, I feel as if all this crazy stuff that's been going on this year has really been the drag that we didn't need. It's insane. And like, whew. Yeah, man, this year was crazy, bro. I hope y'all really enjoyed my podcast. I'm going to come up with another couple episodes, you know. I'm always going to have an episode to come up with. I'm going to always have something to talk about with y'all guys. Like, I even might come up with story times, you know, just to entertain y'all. But this is entertainment and news and my personal life sometimes, from time to time. You know, hope y'all cool with that, you know. I'm using Anchor, highly recommended app. You can make your own, you know, podcast from here through your phone. There's, I ain't gonna hold you. There's tools that you can use to, like, makes it way more easier. You can do it from your phone, your laptop, your computer. It's dope. Trust me. You know, this your boy Stargazer, and you know, I'm out of here. See you in the next episode. Peace.